Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Saturday, August 31st, 2019. Welcome to episode 102 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Again, I am sorry it's so loud about here. I just need to kill 5 minutes until my ride gets here from the Hilton Atlanta in beautiful downtown Atlanta, Georgia. Reporting live from the dedicated Uber Lyft pickup driveway. I am just wrapping up a very full, very fun day of con, and I'd better record this now because I intend to fall asleep as quickly as possible when I get back to the hotel room. What else? I had a great day. I was not expecting to be in the parade this year. I'm very, very, as I said, very lucky to have the friends that I have. They said they had more wristbands than they were going to use, and they offer me one. I said yes. Why not take advantage of that opportunity? I really hope you can hear me. I'm outdoors, it's very loud, and it's also a little breezy. Oh, for frack's sake.
I thought so. Well, I am at Hilton Atlanta has a dedicated Uber Lyft pickup location. So the outermost driveway at Hilton Atlanta. Where are you at? Okay. Okay.
Damn it! I thought I pressed pause. Oh. And now I gotta edit this because I swore on Amy Talks About Stuff before? Well, never mind. I don't have artwork for it anyway. Yeah. So apparently that just recorded all that. Yeah, I'm gonna actually pause this and make sure the pause button works this time. I'm sorry about that. I'm so exhausted. I'm going to submit this anyway. Edits, awkward phone conversations, or lack of edits, awkward phone conversations, curse words and all. So I guess this, I really wanted at least one show that didn't have the explicit tag. So I'll have to go back and edit this episode before I submit it to iTunes, because I don't think I've ever cursed on Amy Talks About Stuff before. I might be wrong. This is my 102nd episode. I probably have. So anyway, but I really wanted to talk about how much fun I had being in the parade. That's what I was talking about before I was interrupted. The problems of using the same device to communicate as you use to record podcasts. I really need to get a Zoom mobile recorder one of these days. So I did take the chance and record wear my whole full-blown Force Ghost Anakin with the makeup and the scar for the... Sorry about that, I had to pause again. So I only have 5 minutes, because I couldn't talk over the idiot revving his engine. Anyway, I'm really glad I wore my full-blown Force Ghost Anakin, because, as always, I get the best reactions when someone realizes, oh, you're a Force Ghost! That is so cool, or that is the most brilliant costume idea. And I actually had someone follow me to get, specifically because they wanted a picture of me, when I was getting lunch, which is fine. I was pleased with it. Went to a couple of panels this afternoon. Managed to be one of the last people to get in to see the anime manga and animation tracks combined costume contest. That was pretty fun. Went to a panel in the writing track. That was cool. If you're subscribed to the Dog Days of Podcasting... Right, we're supposed to be pretending we don't know each other. Well, I already started. If you're subscribed to the Dog Days of Podcasting Master Feed, you'll hear me on Megapodtastic talking about my favorite superhero. I learned something I didn't know about Black Panther. I didn't know at the time, or until today, actually, that when he was originally created for the comics, Black Panther was the very first black superhero, which was an incredible step forward in positive portrayal. I'm going to pause again. I think my ride's coming soon. Okay, to pick up where I last left off, I am now back at Hyatt House, the hotel I quote, always, unquote, stay at while I'm here. This is only the second year in a row that I've stayed there. But I'm back. It's quieter. You should be able to hear me a lot better now. Sorry about that. This is easily the most awkward Amy talks about stuff I've ever recorded. So I just mentioned, yeah, lunch. Oh yeah, the afternoon panel I went to was Star Wars versus Star Trek Science Round 2, which was one I went to last year, and it was really, really entertaining, and it was just as entertaining this year. I love that one. I hope they keep doing it. After that, I came back to my hotel, changed my clothes, finally got out of my hot, heavy Jedi robes, changed into my generic Kelvinverse Star Trek science officer uniform, because tonight was the topic is Trek night. That was so cool. And I got back to the con area with plenty of time to spare, so I also hit up the writer's track, which I generally try to do at least once per Dragon Con, because I do want to be a better writer ultimately, but my problem is I have so many other interests, and it was quite fascinating and quite edifying. They really have cool people on the writer's track. And then I went to the Topic is Trek Live, was fun, had a great time hanging out with my podcaster nerd friends. if you all don't know this, I label on my DragonCon mobile app for Thursday night's D&D game. It's a custom, you can manually create custom events to remind yourself to do things. On mine, I actually called it Podcast Nerds D&D Game. Thank you, Michael Butler. I am so excited to be here. I think I might try to keep doing this through DragonCon. I believe that's what I did last year. I believe I did record all of DragonCon, even though it was September already by the end. So I will sign off here and get ready to go to bed. Have a good night.